Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Today on The Grave Talks, we continue our conversation about the ghosts of Galveston with January Wilson and Eddie Spector. So many people have told me it's very important to tell an accurate story. That if you're telling a BS story, that it's kind of made up or perhaps it's... What's the word I want? You know, you're making it bigger than what it really is or was. That I've talked to a lot of people who've said that the spirits do not like that. They want the real story told.
I'll agree with that. We've had some issues. Yeah. So there's a bar here called the Mob Bar. Not anymore. Shed a tear. If anyone wants to rent this building, by the way, please do. These people couldn't keep managers. I think after the fifth manager, the guy just threw up his hands and went, nope. But we were in there one night, and it was the longest functioning legally licensed brothel in the state of Texas. And this particular bar specialized in underage people, unfortunately. And so, one of the managers at the time, and myself and a couple of other tour guides, it was after work, we're sitting there at the bar and sort of talking about what we do. And the bartender himself, the manager, was, launching a complaint about another tour guide who would often tell false stories. You know, not everybody is meant for this job. But she would come in, she'd kick open the door and have her tour guest come in, and she would say, and this is where all the child sex slaves were. And he goes, I hate when she says that. They weren't child sex slaves. And when he said that, he had this billy club on the wall. It was in with a screw. It shot off the wall, hit the cooler. All of us at the bar, like, shot back. There was that pause when something like that happens. We all just stare at each other. And the manager went, I apologize. I realized a lot of bad things happened to you, and perhaps you were, and I apologize.
Whoa. And you were there when that happened?
Oh yeah.
That would be insane.
Yeah. And that bar is closed now. They can't keep management.
It is. If you know, we win the lottery, that is totally our headquarters.
Absolutely.
We've done a ghost hunt there, and that is very, very active, very active. But they do like, you know, that we tell their stories. But talking about false stories, you know, January, if I choke on a Twinkie or something and die, tell people that I saved somebody in a fire. Go ahead and lie.
You know what? I will. Please do the same for me.
Make it good. Make me heroic. That's all I ask. She was good to everyone.
Yes.
Now, what are some of the other locations on the tours that are particularly active?
You want to talk about the Seeley Hutchins building, Eddie?
Yeah, sure. That's a part of our walking tour and on the Strand. And Seeley Hutchins building, that's an amazing story. During the Great Storm, like I said, everybody went to higher ground, and there was a school marm who was working up there on the second floor, and the waters came up to the second floor, and during the storm, this was at night, you know, she couldn't see anything. The electric was out, and she could see people, you know, kind of when lightning struck, she could see people floating in the water trying to grab onto debris, trying to survive. And so this brave woman opened up a window, huge hurricane going, and if she could see somebody, she would grab them. And if you were alive, she would say, "Rest up, I need your help." If you were dead, she would put you inside and put you in a pile. And this went on throughout the entire night until the waters receded. And then she did the same thing down the stairs. She grabbed people and took them to the second floor that were dead. And she unfortunately died in that building due to illness about 3 months later after the storm. And to this day, she still haunts that place. And for as long as I've been doing it, we've gotten pictures. It's amazing.
Yeah, we have a recent picture taken by one of the groups that office out of there or have a shop in there. It's clear as day. She's right there with another spirit, we believe.
You know,
That's right.
When you told that story, it really touched me because how horrible that had to have been. Because it wasn't just rising, floodwaters. This is like you're in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah. And the wind's going, 90, 130, we don't know. 145, I think, is what they clock it at.
Yeah, that's what it was.
You know, rising floodwaters would be horrific anyway, but now you're basically in the middle of the ocean.
And how brave is that? And because she did that, other people actually jumped into action that were probably, you know, what I would be doing, cowering in a corner.
Because you'd be terrified.
And but they did save people that night because, you know, she just couldn't watch it happen.
And you almost have to wonder if her cause of death wasn't somehow related to the hurricane.
It's believing the bodies probably made her sick. And then the sadness and despair. I mean, that's trauma. She probably didn't have a therapist she could call, you know.
No clean water, food, like all the things.
All the things, right? Combo loco.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think another few places as you walk along the Strand, there's a, like we said, you know, it'd be hours and hours. I mean, we could stop at every single building and tell you the history and the ghost stories shared with us. But another block is on the Strand around 20th Street is where the Civil War headquarters was right there. Civil War battles took place right there in the street. And across the street from there, the Nichols building was like a infirmary / morgue for the soldiers and things like that. We believe it's one of the most haunted buildings right there on the Strand. And we keep on getting stories. The new people who have a shop there, he showed me video not long ago of this on the wall. He has all these tools, and he had this pair of pliers hanging, and he said, "This happened last night," you know, and he would show me, and he'd have to fast forward, but you would fast forward and you could see the pliers move just a little bit, and then pop right out of its slot and onto the bench. And it is just amazing. Lots of stories there.
Eddie told me that story, and then I was doing a tour about 3 weeks later, and this is about 2 years ago. And then he pops back out and asks me, "Did Eddie tell you what I showed him?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Well, now tell him every day when I come in, these pliers are on the floor." And I had a child on my tour that day who had booked the tour. His dad said because somebody had moved the toothpaste in his bathroom. And I think his dad was trying to convince him that ghosts weren't real, which this was a terrible mistake. point, the child is like gripping his pants, looking at me behind the dad. And so I'm trying to comfort the child. And I was like, you know, it's fine. These ghosts don't really know what they're doing. They're just kind of living a day in the life. And one of my tour guests says, I can think of a reason a Civil War doctor would need some pliers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not okay. I'm not okay. None of us are okay.
And the poor kid. What does she mean by that? Do you find as you do the tours, different nights are different? Like the energy changes, or because you both being sensitive, that maybe you feel drawn someplace one night as opposed to another night. You can sense it's active tonight, not this night.
It's almost as if the guests drive it. I like to say, I wonder who the universe is delivering to us tonight, because it always seems to have so many coincidences of what the guests are actually there to experience.
Now, that is interesting to me. Because I kind of assumed it would be more like the two of you are the ones they're attracted to, but it could be someone with your group.
Mm-hmm. I had a gentleman, he was a one-person tour, and Eddie called me and said, you don't have to do this. I'll call him and cancel it. And I'm like, no, I actually feel like I do. And we went through the whole tour, stop by stop, and we stopped, and he kind of teared up. He goes, I want to thank you so much. You didn't have to do this, but last year, this time, my life partner, I forget her name, and he started showing me pictures. She had passed away in that year. She got aggressive cancer and passed away. Every single stop we made, he had a picture with her on those stops. So, yeah.
And you didn't know that before. That was after the tour ended. I think that would be hard to know going into the tour.
Yeah. I had no idea. I just knew his name. And he had told me he was there because his daughter was giving birth. But he was giving his daughter space, and he actually, that's really why he would head book the tour.
That would have been really difficult for him, but it also was something they must have enjoyed doing together.
Right. It was.
Do you find that too, Eddie, that it kind of changes depending on the night, the energy in the locations?
Oh, absolutely. And, even as a tour guide, you have to read a room. Are they more interested in the history or the ghost stories? And then I'm very open when it comes to it anyhow. But yeah, absolutely. You get certain people who have negative energy or something, which is very rare, and that may conjure something. But most of the time, it's pretty nice. It's pretty nice. And we attract all the good spirits. They want their stories told.
Because I think you do paranormal investigations, don't you, as well?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So what are some of the places that you go into? And once you're in there, do you find that just the energy of the building kind of influences the night as well?
Every single one?
Oh, I bet. I bet.
We don't go into a lot of buildings during a standard tour. We do have many stops. If you want to take a bathroom break or get a drink, you're allowed to bring your alcoholic beverage along the Strand, which is pretty nice. We do enter the Tremont House Hotel, which is very, very beautiful. And we have that going for us. But also, we used to go through the Mob Bar.
That's too bad. You can't get in there anymore.
It's more intimate. Well, that's okay. It's okay. Just being outside of the place does the job.
Mm-hmm. And we encourage
pictures. You can feel it.
And people send us a lot of pictures that they take on the tours, too. You rarely see it that night. It's always the next day that you see your ghost in the picture.
Mm-hmm. I find that true in so many locations.
Have you ever taken a ghost tour, or have you experienced anything paranormal in your life?
I have. And it started for me as very young because I grew up in a haunted house. So it's interesting because I think people like us that had something as a child, I don't understand why I'm kind of terrified of it and drawn to it at the same time.
Yes.
But
a good way to put it.
I find so many people are like that. Like there's something I'm fascinated by, but it does scare me because I remember how scared I was as a kid. And I don't want that. I don't want to have people walking around at night doing things in my house. I really don't.
Mm-hmm. But it's almost like you have to tune in order to tune back out.
Yeah.
Then it goes away. But the blocking it and the defensiveness, it doesn't work.
And I think that when you do have experiences, that you're also fascinated by what was it. And so I'm drawn to other people like you guys who have had experiences and do this on a regular basis because you have some insight into it. And I think collectively, everybody's insight might eventually add up to some pretty profound answers.
I agree. And ask you, have you ever taken a ghost tour anywhere?
Yes. Oh, yes, 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 yes. I love it. I take ghost tours everywhere I go. Now, going in and doing a paranormal investigation, that kind of, I don't know that I could. And I think that goes back to when I was a kid and being in the dark at night and hearing footsteps and lights turning on and off and the TV turning on and off. That scares me. So I think that's kind of like a PTSD thing almost. Like now I'm sitting here waiting for something to happen. Like that just gives me anxiety.
Have a lot of fun. When you come visit, we'll take you to see the good guys.
I would love it.
Yeah. What's very important about the ghost hunts, even if you do it, you know, beyond just joining us, you have to have a group. Don't go alone, all that stuff. The group right there, it's all good energy because we're all after the same thing, just curiosity. And you have to create that balance between strength and sensitivity when it comes to it as well. It's very important, but it can be very fun.
Now, do you guys do paranormal investigations with groups at locations there in the Galveston area?
Oh, yeah.
And what are some of the locations that you frequently go to?
I've done quite a few. We did the Menard House. It was built in 1839 when Galveston became a city. He was one of the founding fathers, Michel Menard. And it's still here. You know, they built them to last. And we investigated that. And yes, we would sell tickets and it's a good group. You could bring any paranormal equipment you want. You're led by a guide or myself, and you just go through. We'll take turns going through different rooms. It's very respectful in that nature. We've done that. We've done the Samuel May Williams home, another founding father. We did do, yes, the Mob Bar. Lots and lots of places.
Mm-hmm.
In January, what kind of place, like, do you do those as well?
And I do.
What places, is there a place that you really like to go to? I think sometimes we're drawn to different places.
Absolutely. And obviously, Eddie brought me into this, so I've gone all the places he has. I just hang out with him. The Mob Bar, that building I keep speaking of, which I don't think it'll be Mob Bar forever. It's been a lot of things. It's right there by the train station. That particular place, I feel like I've just become friends with the people who were in there. And I'm drawn, even if the doors are locked, I still just go over there and sit for a minute. I park there pretty much every time I go there. And the investigations in there for me have been the most impressive and intense.
With the history of that place, mm-hmm. like we were talking about earlier, the trauma that happened. Mm-hmm. So it's not just about death. It's about what happened there.
Mm-hmm.
I think could really influence. And, you know, and of course, if there are spirits still there that experience that, I think you would feel that too.
Absolutely. And you know, I love Galveston Island. Galveston Island is where you have to start, but it doesn't just stop on the island. All of Galveston County. And so some other people we work with, and we've been, you know, on the mainland, Brazoria County, Dickinson, where I live, Angleton. We've been doing investigations there too, inside and outside. Sometimes we're just in a field. It's the whole area.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, it
does. Doesn't just stay within these parameters. There was a lot that happened there. Now, what I found interesting is that it's not just a ghost walking tour. You also do Segway tours. There's a boat tour. So people have all kinds of options on what they could do.
Yeah, it's there's so many stories. You can't just limit it to the small walking tour on the Strand. What we have is a mystery island tour, and we have a 8-person golf cart where we go all around the island. We even go through the cemetery and stop by the Hotel Galvez, which is pretty haunted. And also on a spot where supposedly Jack the Ripper was here, apparently.
What?
Oh, this story, by the way, and very compelling.
You have to flesh this one out a little. Oh, that was a weird thing for me to say. You have to explain this Jack the Ripper. I don't know why that came into my mouth, but explain this story just a little. Like, what would he have been doing there?
No.
What is the story behind it?
Very good question, because the thing is that we're not sure if this was Jack the Ripper or this was just maybe a copycat. But apparently, this guy who had a mental illness over in London made his way to New York and then found his way through Galveston, apparently, because while he was in New York, one of the police chiefs or something said, if Jack the Ripper ever showed up here, he'd be caught in a second. And all of a sudden, these prostitutes were murdered. And in one incident, he wrote in blood, "Okay, catch me now."
Oh, that gave me chills.
And then he takes off and he apparently finds his way in Galveston. And this was in 1891. And there was a woman. Her name is Carrie Brown, and she was discovered in this home with the same M.O. as the other Ripper murders. I mean, there was strangulation, the throat slashed twice from left to right, ripping open the body, scattering the entrails and things like that. It's just crazy.
And but, they never caught Jack the Ripper, so it's like he went somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, and we stopped by the house where she was found. We just tell the story and just leave it to the imagination. I mean, you never know. I mean, even the newspapers, we looked it up in the newspapers. Has Jack the Ripper finally shown up on the island?
And there's a place, Shoot Alley, between Yaga's and the Buttero building, where I've heard people believe he was hunting.
Is there more than one victim? Or could he have just been there for a little bit and gone someplace else? Because, you know, when you think about it, at the time, news did not travel fast. So he could have gone there, done something, and been long gone for a month before the news really got out across the country.
Well, we have another layer of issue here, and that we live in a swamp. So it's a really great place to hide bodies.
Literally.
Literally. So, you know, you can't always tell if there were more or not.
Because he could have hid that so easily. That's interesting. I never heard that.
Oh, yeah. You've heard of the Killing Fields of Texas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So people think it's just a block in Leak City, which is like people should know that story. It's important, but it's not just that. I-45 from Houston to Galveston is the bloodiest stretch of highway to this day in the United States. And we're just talking young women. That doesn't include that creepo candy man who was taking little boys over in Kima. Lots and lots of women have gone missing here. So it is, lots of places to hide bodies.
You think that's just one person, or do you think it's like...
Great question. Are you going to handle that one, Eddie?
For the Texas Killing Fields?
Yeah.
There were a lot of suspects, and I think they narrowed it down to at least two, I believe.
Person, it's several, we think.
There's just so much darkness in that area. You know, crazy is that I'm going on a cruise. And then it's like, ooh. It's like this weird dichotomy of emotions.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, if we're still on the mainland, we haven't even got done talking about the KKK or started talking about them. Let's be done as soon as possible. But, you know, that was a huge presence in the South here. Then I don't know if you heard Durst. Eddie's the one who told me this story, too. I wasn't even aware. Were you aware of the murder of Durst?
Mm-mm.
Again, I'm going to punt to Eddie because I don't know the story.
Oh, yeah, sure. Story of Robert Durst.
There's been some documentaries on him, right?
Yes. Yeah, there's a he was a millionaire, you know, and did some questionable things throughout his life. And apparently he lived in a home in Galveston, and we stopped by there. It's like a kind of like a duplex, four rooms, actually. And apparently lived there, and he would dress up as a woman or something like that to hide himself, doing weird things. But his neighbor apparently caught him doing something, and so Robert Durst apparently killed him. And his body was later found in pieces, pretty much, by a fisherman and his son. And they just pulled up a body, and they figured it out, and it was Robert Durst. And got caught finally after all this time, and he was released from jail. No, he wasn't released, but he died of COVID, of all things, right when it was happening. But there's a movie called All Good Things with Ryan Gosling and Kirsten Dunst. And in the very beginning of the movie, you see this shadow figure throwing a body into the water with a big sign that says Galveston in the back.
And I think I watched an actual documentary on him.
Oh, yeah, they have
one. Just creepy, creepy stuff. But I totally forgot that's where that happened. Man, there's a lot going on there. Like, we could do a 10-parter. You could just zoom in on the Bishop House or the Moody Mansion. You know, there's so many places.
Yep.
Yeah, that, hopefully that's the plan eventually. You know, working with our in-house psychic, Sari. She's a wonderful human being.
Oh, she's amazing.
What's the best way for people to get more information? Go to the website?
Absolutely. Just go to Eddie Spector, Eddie with a Y, Spector, E-R at the end, .com, eddiespector.com. And you can book any of our tours right there. We're slowly opening up different tours. We have a pub crawl tour we're working on, and also a brand new innovative thing that nobody else on the island has. No other ghost tours. You have these ghost tours that are fly by night. They come and go. They don't know what they're doing. They're unprofessional. They wear shorts and t-shirt. Mm. They just do it for the money. They don't really care or have the passion for what these people deserve. But the new thing I have coming up, and hopefully it'll launch in August, is an interactive self-guided tour. You know, we have people who want to take a tour at 3 in the morning or 2 in the afternoon, and some tour guides may not be available, or they're sick or out of town. So this way, you could take a tour anytime you want. And it's self-guided on your phone, where you are provided with maps. You click it, it tells you where to go. It's provided with audio and pictures and all that. You'll have 24 hours to take the tour yourself. So if you want to pause, get a drink, go have dinner, start it back up tomorrow, it's up to you.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, you still book a tour. So maybe you heard my story, but you can't remember and you want to go back to that spot, then you can re-listen.
That's such a great idea.
Thank you.
And you can also, there's a Facebook page, just search for Eddie Spector. I think if you just go Eddie Spector, it'll pop up.
Yeah, sure. If you go to, Eddie Spector, and the website directs you to the social media and things like that.
And I will put a link, so wherever people are listening to this show, they can, on the description, there'll be a link right there too.
And I want to put a plug. He mentioned our in-house psychic, Sari. Sari Hewlett Pacheco. You can also book his tours through her website. It's Paranormal Supernatural State. And she's been doing investigations for a long time, too. So anyway, there's a lot of ways to get to us.
Awesome. Well, this was so interesting, you guys. I swear, we might have to circle back and do some more. like really go into a couple locations because this was really interesting.
Yes, yes.
I'd been wanting to do an episode about Galveston forever, and we really didn't even touch the surface. I mean, we did, but you know what I'm saying? There's just so much there.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys were absolutely great. So January and Eddie, thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, thank you, Carol. It was so nice to meet you.
Thank you so much, Carol. This has been a blast, and I look forward to seeing you on the tours.
And that wraps up our conversation about the ghosts of Galveston with January Wilson and Eddie Spector. For more information on their tours, go to eddiespector.com and you can find the link in the show notes. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, then you can become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts. You can try it there for 3 days free. Or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you, it finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.